want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Good evening to you. Once again, welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. Thank you so much for staying with us. Really, really appreciate you. It is a Tuesday, so Tuesdays we do this thing called Technology and Innovations. A Tuesday, and today is no different at all. We're talking about IT trends for the year 2025. We are still in the beginning of the year. The fact that we haven't finished the first quarter means we are still here, right? So tracking this year's top strategic tech trends will help, CIOs and IT leaders shape the future with responsible innovation. Now, each trending technology represents powerful new tools to vanquish productivity, security, and innovation obstacles. Now, CIOs can use the technology trends report to plan for the future, especially, and that's a very special one, especially as artificial intelligence upends the way technology is acquired, implemented, and used in today's organization. And who else to help us with this particular conversation than our elder who's joining us on the line. Elder, good evening, and once again, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Tapelo. Happy New Year to you, too.
Ah, thank you so much. And how's the year been so far?
Ah, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Yes, we are monitoring things and seeing the trends around the political world and everything. Yes.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. But I hope that you've had a good rest over the December holidays.
Yes, I did have a very good rest.
You had a good rest. Ah, thank you so much, my elder. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time. We're talking trends in information technology for the year 2025 that maybe we should look up to. So maybe as we start and looking at this particular topic, is there any sign, in your opinion, of IT slowing down anytime soon, or we should just get used to things changing, especially in the IT world?
Okay. We are talking about, when you talk about information technology, we are looking at knowledge.
Yes.
So all I can say is that knowledge will always be sought after.
Okay.
As long as we have problems, they will need to be solved.
Okay.
As long as we have technologies that we discovered before, they need to be maintained.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as we have technologies that we are maintaining.
Yeah.
They will need to be improved upon.
Yes.
So you find that improvements, innovations, and maintenance will always continue.
Yes, yes.
The other thing is that we've got things like time. Time does not slow down. It keeps on going.
Yeah.
We keep on aging.
Yeah.
And things continue to be outdated.
Yes.
So we need to keep the pace. So man will continue to look for solutions.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was thinking about, and I was thinking about even in the previous months, is that we are... Actually, you know, these problems that we face are a very, very big problem to us. So man is always looking forward to knowing the future.
Yes, yes.
Once we know the future, we feel that we will be protected enough because we will know how to tackle the pandemics that may come our way.
Yes.
We may know how to defend ourselves from the enemies, you know, in different aspects.
Yes.
But as long as we are unable to predict the future, we will continue to speculate.
Yes.
And that is knowledge.
Yeah, Yeah.
And that is life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's an interesting point. There's three things there that you are mentioning, but I want to pick up on the one about problems, right? Because that sounds really interesting. You said that as long as there's problems, people will always look for solutions. Are we not overly, I suppose, stressing ourselves with always going after problems, my elder?
Yeah, problems are like enemies.
Yeah.
So when you have an enemy who is attacking you,
yeah,
you first of all defend yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So technology can be as a way of defending ourselves.
Yeah.
But you cannot just continue defending.
Mm.
When you are keeping on defending, even in a soccer match,
mm,
you won't win.
Mm. Mm.
You will just be defending.
Mm.
So you need to change the strategy and start attacking.
Yes.
Which means removing that problem.
Yes.
And this will keep us moving and finding
solutions.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay. And then the future then, which is the third one that I really picked up from your answer there, which I think is also quite an interesting bit. We always want to know the future. And maybe as Christians, we are a little bit biased because we will answer very easily to say the future is known by God. But man's obsession with the future there, my elder, and then needing to come up with the creative IT solutions for that future, it seems like, as they would say, proverbially, we're chasing after the wind here.
No, not really.
Okay.
By the way, there is an echo, Tapelo.
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
No, an echo from my side.
Oh,
when
okay.
I speak, my voice is echoing, but if it's not a problem, then it's okay.
I can hear you clearly, my elder.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yes, the knowledge of the future, wanting to know what's happening tomorrow,
mm,
has always been the desire of people.
Yes.
If you can know that a tsunami is going to strike,
yes,
it will help you to prepare.
Yes. Oh.
If you can know, yes. Oh. If you can know that the trend I'm taking, I will end up contracting a problem or maybe depression, then you will better prepare yourself.
If you can know
that at this pace, the way we are doing things, this will happen.
Yeah.
Then, you know, so predicting the future in that sense has been the desire of humanity. Man does not want to be caught unaware, to be ambushed.
Yes.
So now technology is helping us to, you know, today if you want to know the weather for tomorrow, you can just go to the internet and check for 10 days. 10 days from now, you'll be able to know at least the approximate temperatures that you're going to have.
Yes.
And then you will prepare your wardrobe properly. Imagine you think that it's summer and then you go in your vest and only for the weather to change drastically, it will affect you a lot. So
it will definitely.
Knowledge of the future, though we cannot know it exactly, but that problem makes people and scientists to go out and innovate and find ways and means of at least approximating and, you know, not necessarily exactly, but to know the trends that can help you to keep the right pace.
I see.
Long as, you know, as Christians, as long as sin is here, because sin brings suffering, but God has given us the minds to minimize the suffering and the knowledge of what is going to happen in future is very important to a Christian as well as a non-Christian.
I see. I think you've perfectly answered me, my elder, there. It's about making sure that we are better prepared and we plan a little bit better than to be caught unawares. Would you say then for businesses and individuals, particularly in the IT sector, it's important that they keep up with the trends? Do they also need these trends so that they can plan better in their businesses and as professionals?
Yes, so as we are saying, There is a sign of advancement in the IT, and there is no slowdown. Though we are reaching what we call a plateau.
A plateau.
You know, when you are going uphill.
Yes.
And then you reach the table, a plateau where there is no mountain. Now you just maintain.
Yeah.
You know, when you are flying from Cape Town to Johannesburg or maybe from Cape Town to Nairobi, there is a place where your plane is like, it's not moving. It's just, it has reached the maximum speed and height, and it's just moving. You can, you know, that's what we seem to have reached in certain aspects.
Oh, my.
So, meaning, we do not expect very, very surprising changes. That's why when we look, as we go in the interview, you will find that the things that we are going to expect for this year are the things that you know, meaning it will just be improvements that will be there. So advancements are driven by emerging technologies. So we are going to see them like in AI, quantum computing, Internet of Things, 5Gs, and all those things.
Ah.
So it's important for businesses and individuals to be aware and to keep up with the trends and where we are reaching. Of course, there will be glimpses of new findings, but it won't be something that you've never heard of. It will be improvements, you know, just like I just want to give an example of an iPhone. There is now iPhone, is it iPhone 16? There was iPhone 15. It's still the iPhone. The software is the same, except for a few improvements. Maybe the camera is now refined. Maybe the memory is faster, you know, but it is still the same technology. So we may not expect a lot of, you know, changes that you say, wow, what is this? No, we are reaching a plateau, my brother. So, that's where we're going. But I will talk about the things that we must expect in the
That's quite interesting there, Maya. That's actually quite interesting. And I think it leads us then beautifully into that. Before the plateauing part of it, because in our minds, especially as people who are novices and not in the IT sector like yourselves, for example, we are bombarded by these technological things that are taking place around us. And for us, it seems like the world is moving very quickly from an IT point of view. And you are then saying at this stage that, well, we seem to be reaching a plateau on these type of, or on some of these technological advancements.
Yes, and I think some of them,
some of them, And I think that's a really interesting one. I would like us to get into that. But maybe before we drop that bombshell on some of these things, what are some of the trends that perhaps you are seeing in the IT sector coming up this year? And maybe businesses and individuals, how will those affect them? And then maybe let's drop that bombshell with that plateau as well.
Okay, so like we are saying, it's the, I said that there won't be anything new, that when you check the IT media, you check the companies that are like our eyes, that you know, spying for us, you find that they don't have anything new. We still have the artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT and other generative AI that are going to impact the content creation, coding, customer service, decision making. So artificial intelligence is still trending, and it is one thing that we are going to look up to. And there are, like I said, it will just be improvement, making it, refining it, you know, now making it to at least continue mimicking the human thought, you know, in decision making, whereby it won't now depend mostly on what is there in the on the internet. It can generate, looking at the trends and the information that it has gathered, it can predict what the next thing can be, meaning it will be able to be more intelligent than before. So that is artificial intelligence. So we are looking at that. Then the second one could be cloud computing and hybrid work environments. Companies will increasingly adopt scalable cloud solutions, meaning the issue of keeping information locally is now phased out. Looking forward to everyone now putting their information remotely, and we call it the cloud. So cloud computing is becoming much looked into, and it is actually trending.
Yes.
Then with all these things that we are talking about now comes this culprit, you know, whereby your information is stolen, your credentials,
yes.
You know, not many days ago, I went to Facebook and I found this prominent person. I won't mention the name of this prominent person.
Yes.
And this prominent person had actually purportedly requested for my credentials, you know, my friendship.
Sure.
So I was very happy, such a person. And then I punched in and this person replied. And as we were talking, then this person started telling me that, no, I'm doing business.
Hey.
And the kind of business was, trading.
Hey.
You know, when you invest 3,000 within 3 days, you are going to get 9,000.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, no, it can't be this person.
No, no,
But the picture, the profile picture was of that person.
Sure.
And then when you go through the pictures and the profiles, you find it's that person.
Mm,
Only to realize that, no, it's not.
Yo.
So impersonification. So now the third trending part of IT will be and is cyber security enhancements.
Mm.
Very, very important, because there are a lot of, swindlers out there.
Yeah, no, there are.
People need money and they want it, you know, desperately.
Sure.
So they get into all things possible, whatever they can hold their hands on.
Yeah.
They will create a blog, you know, called Tapelo.
Mm.
They get your pictures.
Mm.
Because we are there. Everything that we, you know, we post.
It's there.
You arrive at the airport, you post a picture.
Exactly.
You know, when you graduate, you post a picture.
Exactly.
And all those things are open to public. So
sure.
Someone can just follow you and pick all those and they populate and they replicate and they make sure that they duplicate and make another blog for you or a Facebook page and they have people using your name. So
sure.
Cybersecurity with the growing cyber threats.
Yeah.
Zero trust architecture and
yes.
AI-driven security solutions will be gaining momentum.
Yeah.
So innovation in cybersecurity is going to increase.
Okay.
And this is what we have to look out for. Then we've got, edge computing.
Okay.
You know, this is real-time data processing for Internet of Things, where by Internet of Things, I mean where most of the things that we use are connected.
Yes.
For example,
yes.
your home, your
yeah.
phone, your fridge, your car,
yeah.
your TV, they are connected. You are at work, you can see what's happening in your house, you can see what's happening in your fridge, if the food is not there, if the fridge has broken down, and all those things. That is Internet of Things, and we are going to see a lot in that regard. Then we are also going to see a lot of things in sustainability technology, green IT solutions.
Yeah,
you see the environment is just changing drastically.
Yeah.
There are a lot of climate changes, and so there are a lot of people who are tapping in that. How can we come up with innovation that can help us to even foretell what's happening, and how can we change the way we do farming, the way we do gardening, the way we do whatever. So that is one area. And lastly, there is this new baby which is coming. It is very, very complicated.
Okay.
It's a complex issue and innovation. It's called quantum computing.
Ooh.
So it is in its early stages. It will begin reshaping, you know, encrypting complex simulations and analytics. But we cannot go in details at this time because we need to study it and see how it is going to impact society.
Yeah.
So these are the issues, my leader, that we must look forward to.
Sure.
And these are the ones that we expect a lot of innovations this year.
And
so as I said, it is the old story, but it will have a lot of improvements. Otherwise, we don't have a wow. We are already there. We have found them, and yeah, but there'll be glimpses of small things coming.
Yes.
So that's the thing. Yes.
Okay. Now let's talk. I wanna piggyback on this sustainability one, right? Because it seems to be sustainability everywhere in whichever sector you look at, whether it's mining, they're talking sustainability, whether it's in universities as well, it's a thing, whether it's in manufacturing, all industries are talking sustainability. And you are saying that, you know, it's not anything new, there will just be improvements. And then you juxtapose it with the fact that there seems to be a little bit of resistance from a political point of view for some industries to take on this issue of sustainability. Do you see these trends with regards to sustainability growing in the face of opposition, maybe?
That is very, very... It's a very big question. Because when we talk about sustainability... I want to give an example.
Yeah.
When a person, for example, okay, imagine you are in the jungle.
Yeah.
You are facing challenges. You cannot know the direction where you are going.
Yes.
And then you find that the food that you carried is finished. The health foods, you know, you had some peanuts, you had some water, clean water, you had some some fruit, and, you know, healthy eating kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then you face a problem that the time that you intended to spend in the wild or in the forest is extended because you cannot find your way out. You are facing a problem. There are some things that you are going to overlook at that time.
Yes.
You are now going to focus much on what is important. So at that time, eating on time won't be an important issue.
Yeah.
Drinking clean water won't be an important issue.
Yeah.
Taking a bath won't be an important issue.
Yeah.
So now you look forward to survival. Now you are in a survival mode. So when you find water, you will just say thank you.
Yes.
You won't even check it to see if it is clean.
Yes.
You just eat it.
Yeah.
Drink it, sorry.
Yeah.
And then when you find the fruit, you won't care whether it has been eaten one side by a baboon or some birds. You will just pick it up. All you want is to survive. So now, this is the position in which some governments and some nations are. They find themselves, you know, entangled in this. Yes, there is sustainability. There is we need to care for the green environment. We need to make sure that we do this. But you find that the problems are more. You don't have medication in the hospitals. You don't have road infrastructure. You don't have proper water for people. And you don't have proper education system. And yet you have mines, coal mines, where there is a nation that needs, companies that want your coal.
Yeah.
But when you dig that coal, you are going to pollute the air, but you are going to get some revenue that are going to patch your schools, your roads, and that.
Yeah.
So now they weigh these things.
Yeah.
That's why you find that they are caught in between.
Yeah, they're definitely.
They are preaching the gospel of sustainability. At the same time, there is no bread in the home.
Eish,
so they are in that dilemma.
Yeah.
So you find that in most cases, mostly in these African countries, this is the only time that, you know, because most of the, I just want to give an example.
Yeah.
For example, in some countries where they've just discovered oil, okay, the oil reserves.
Yeah.
Now you find that this is the time when the message is being preached to say we must run away from oil, you know, these are fossil oils or energy.
Yeah.
But we've just found these things and we need also to reap some
benefits,
some revenue.
Yes.
And then you are telling us to stop and start buying machines from Germany, bring them here while we have this.
Yeah.
So you find that there will be a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
So that is one thing. So you find that it may take long for us to agree on necessity. Otherwise, it is something that is a hard bone to crack.
Yeah.
Even nations like America, they are still drilling in
yes.
their. You yes. go to China, they are still drilling and, yeah. You know, going contrary to the message yeah. that they preach.
Yeah.
But at times they are hard on the emerging economies like African countries
yeah.
to tell them to say, no, stop this, stop this.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, them, they are doing that. So,
they
yeah,
are doing
it is
that.
Something that we have to observe. So,
sure.
yes, sustainability technologies are coming. So we need innovative minds, innovative institutions to come up with something that we can own as African nations if yeah. we go into the political world. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sighing because you just gave me an answer to something I've been thinking about the entire, well, big part of last year, because at the one end you hear that we need to industrialize more environmentally friendly. But now we've got this problem of poverty, inequality and all that, of which the natural resources that we have can help to take people out of this poverty. And so some people in some quarters have been arguing that, no, the West cannot tell us to industrialize in an environmentally friendly way. And when they, at some stage, were banning fossil fuels and they industrialized because of those fossil fuels, and now they are putting us in Africa under pressure to find greener ways when we don't even have the money. People are poor. We don't have all these things that can help us do that. But I think you just explained that conundrum. It helps me now frame why governments are sort of struggling with this question of sustainability. We want to do things sustainably, and maybe that's the right thing to do. But we are at a stage, especially African countries, where we're dealing with socioeconomic issues of poverty, inequality, and all those sort of stuff. And so it's difficult for governments to come out right on this matter. So I really appreciate that. Now, like I said, I'm not going to take much of your time, Mild. I want us then to get into, are there trends which maybe in your opinion would be unnecessary and maybe costly to actually follow? Maybe this is where we drop the bomb as well.
There are, I would trend with care.
Yeah.
We are on air. I will speak generally.
Yes.
So that, yeah, otherwise, yes. You know, I will talk about overinvestment in AI
okay.
without clear use cases.
Yeah.
So as individuals and as companies, we have to be very careful so
yeah.
that we don't overinvestment.
Okay.
Invest.
Yeah.
So we need to invest wisely.
Yeah.
Investing heavily in AI without a clear understanding of its applications and benefits can lead to wasted
yes,
resources.
Yes.
Mind
yes.
you, if I am selling something, I don't care. I will advertise. I
yes.
will put all those good things.
Yeah.
Once you buy it, I get your money. You are in for it. It
yeah.
will be up to you to use it
yeah.
or not use it.
Yeah.
So we just have to be very careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the next thing that I must talk about also is using outdated technologies.
Okay.
We have to be very, very careful because, for example, in the past some few days, I went to visit a certain GP, a doctor.
Yeah.
And then we needed to transfer money to him. So
yeah.
when we were saying, okay, let's, are you on e-wallet or
yeah.
whatever? He
yeah.
said, no, I don't do those things. So he wanted, you know, the odd way of doing things. And now, how many people, you know, people don't carry cash now.
Yes.
How many people are you going to work with?
Yes.
So when you are not up to date, at least you need to make sure that you don't, you leave out outdated technology because it will be expensive, number one. Number two, it will chase away customers. Number three, it will be, you know, to update it, it will be a problem. So
yeah.
you need to be at least... Don't be very quick to get into the new technology without
yeah.
Checking how it is trending.
Yeah.
At the same time, don't be very behind.
Yes.
Once
sure.
technologies have been used by people, approved, get in there so that you are not behind.
Yes.
Otherwise, you are going to remain behind
yes.
in your business.
Yeah.
So don't use outdated technologies.
Hey,
number three, you need to be... Mm-hmm. Yes, you can speak.
No, I mean, I was following you there. I'm saying I love that point.
Yes, Then the next one is you have to be very, very careful. There are a lot of unnecessary cloud services.
Ooh, okay.
We over rely on cloud services without proper management. You know, you are going to have a lot of inflated IT costs because everything, you know, you go to the cloud.
You
have to be very careful. You need to have people on the ground in your company or wherever. You still need to rely on people who can easily do the work. You can talk to them. Relying on cloud services, whereby when you have a problem, you don't even know the person you are talking to. You are talking to a robot. You just give the message, and they give you a solution that does not align with your need.
Yeah.
So it's very important to be careful not to unnecessarily rely on cloud services. So here we are talking about balancing. Balancing is very, very important. So we need to be very, very careful. I won't go into other things like blockchains and whatever. Make sure that whichever technology you are adopting, it's in line with your
business
industry.
Yes.
I just want to give an example.
Yeah.
Blockchain for non-financial applications is a no-no.
Oh, okay.
While blockchain has significant potential, its adoption may be unnecessary for companies outside the financial sector. I'm just giving an example. If you are in the financial sector, it's a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful innovation. But if you are not there, no. So you need to be very careful to get into things that will help you. In a nutshell, I would say that. So we need to be very careful. We need to make sure that we understand what we're dealing with. I just realized that there is one point that I need quickly to get into.
No problem.
I think I did not do a lot of justice to it. Now, there is one question that you asked me, why it is important for businesses and individuals to keep up with
the trends,
proper IT trends. So the first thing that you need to know as an individual or as a company is that you need to remain competitive. So for you to be competitive, you need to be checking around, like I said about that person, meaning your company must be there. People nowadays are not relying on newspapers. You need to make sure that you are up to the up to date with technology. Put your company on the internet, on the website, on Facebook. You know, when people are checking for businesses, they will go there and make sure that you are there. Then workforce relevance. Individuals need to upskill continuously. It's important. So when you check that this is the trend in my industry, upskill, because you are going to remain obsolete. You won't be needed in companies. So make sure that if you are a teacher, you check around what are the things that are happening. If you are a doctor, if you are an engineer, if you are a communications person, you know, make sure that you abreast yourself with the IT trends that are coming, and then you do those courses that are needed. Then you need also to make sure that you are up to date in order to protect yourself from threats that are coming within the IT. Then lastly, customer expectations. Consumers demand faster, reliable, and you know, systems that are easy to use. So IT is there for that. So make sure that you get yourself into such spaces, then your business will fly. Thank you, Brother Capella.
Thank you, my elder. Thank you so much for that. It's been really insightful. And I hope that my listeners, particularly those who will be affected by some of these trends that are taking place, and I think a lot of us will be affected by these. You've really unpacked these for us in a very simpler way to understand. But thank you so much, Mael. I don't know if there's final thoughts from you as we let you go at this time.
No, I just want to say information technology is here to stay.
Definitely.
But we just need to make sure that we don't abandon the old ways completely. Because once there is no electricity, then you are doomed. If everything is you are relying on the new knowledge that we have, then you are going to have a very big problem.
Yeah.
So let's also make sure that we know the old ways, the natural ways of doing things. You know, you just need to be aware of that. Yes, it's a blessing, but its reliance on other innovations is somehow not to be trusted, because when anything happens, then you will be trapped.
And then
we just need to pray as people that these innovations don't fall in the hands of, you know, scrupulous leaders, because they can close everything and just put you in a standstill.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Everything that is in the cloud, if there is someone with power, they can just close and you cannot move, you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot do anything. So we just need to make sure that we are aware, yes, innovations are there, but they do have their shortcomings. As people, we need just to be aware and make sure that we have some things in place where we can fall on in case of any problem. Thank you, Tandela.
Love it. Thank you, my elder. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was our elder there. Yo, such an insightful conversation there. Hope that you've taken off a few things for yourself, especially if you're going to be affected by these trends.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.